He is the candidate for the Green Party of the Edmonton Strathcona riding for the 2021 federal elections. He will talk about his campaign and his plan for the Francophone community. I have the pleasure to interview Mr. Kelly Green. Hi, Mr. Green.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Good, good. First of all, within your riding, there's the Cité Francophone, which regroup a lot of Francophone associations. There's also the Campus Saint-Jean, a French pavilion of the University of Alberta. So there's a lot of Francophones in your riding. What are you going to bring to the Francophone community?
I will bring for them exactly what I will bring for everyone else in our riding, and that is strong action on climate change. Number one priority. The number two priority, of course, is any local issue that anybody has that me as an MP could work on. I will certainly address that in the House of Commons and within my neighborhood. I'm very well familiar with the Francophone community here in Edmonton Strathcona. I live in Stratham Heights. So there's quite a lot of Francophone folks, including two of my neighbors close by. And yeah, I think that's just what it is. I'm just pledging to work hard for everybody in the community on the local issues and especially on the climate action issues, climate justice.
You talk about your first priority is the climate change. What must be changed in that department?
Well, we need to make much more concerted effort in knocking out carbon emissions. So we have various parties that are talking about net zero 2050 and carbon capture and a bunch of different schemes that essentially keep our society running business as usual, status quo, in hopes that that will be enough to address the climate crisis, when in fact that will not be enough. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be calling for very, very strong action on climate change. That's going to involve shutting down the tar sands here in Alberta, no more pipelines, immediately ending all oil and gas subsidies and transferring that money into renewables and efficiencies and putting people to work, building a clean, green civilization.
And what do you think about the blue hydrogen? The oil industry wants to use blue hydrogen more, and I don't think it's the best way to reduce the carbon emission.
You're absolutely right, Vincent. It is not the best way. In fact, it's probably the worst way because the scheme involves using natural gas, which is a kinder, gentler word for methane, which I'm sure all of your listeners know is much more powerful greenhouse gas than carbon. So they want to use methane to create hydrogen, and they call this blue hydrogen. And part of the scheme involves making it clean is a carbon capture technology, which is also bogus. None of these things are going to help the overall emissions, and I think it's folly for the Alberta NDP to support a scheme that would just continue on business as usual. And further to that, we really shouldn't be trusting the same corporations and the same vested interests to deliver the solutions that have delivered the problems. So when we hear that Imperial Oil, Canada's largest refiner, wants to get into the so-called clean blue hydrogen movement and do something positive for climate action, I say that's absolutely nonsense.
And back to the Francophone community, the Campus Saint-Jean struggled financially and received more than $100 million from the federal government, but still not approved yet by the provincial government. What your party will do to help the campus?
Well, what I will do is I will continually advocate for free tuition. Okay, This is something that's going to take a great burden off of people studying, no matter what they're taking, what their post-secondary pursuit is going to be. So we need to support the students, and we need to obviously put way more millions of dollars into the institutions themselves, so that we have quality instructors, quality institutions, and have a quality infrastructure for people to learn from. Because obviously, when we're transforming our civilization into a clean and green one, it's going to take a lot of people on board doing a lot of different jobs and a lot of things that we haven't even thought of yet. So in a nutshell, I'm going to fight very hard for increased education funding, both for students and for the institutions.
And some people have a hard time to get a service in French here in Edmonton and in Alberta. Do you have a plan to bring more French speakers in medical clinics or when we must call the city of Edmonton or EBCOR and any other services?
I hadn't actually thought of that. As you know, I'm doing the interview in English. I'm not a French language speaker. Mm-hmm. But as an MP, I will certainly fight hard for our constituents here in Edmonton Strathcona to be able to access the federal services and the local municipal as well as provincial services in the official language that they speak, which is French, the other mm-hmm. Canadian official language. So yes, I will work very hard to that. And I've also pledged to you over the email, once elected as MP in Ottawa, I will be enrolling in some very vigorous French language classes myself.
Beside the minority language stake, what's going to be the most important stake for this year's election for you and your party?
The most important issue for me is climate action and climate change. Mm-hmm. This is an issue that I've worked on here in the city of Edmonton and elsewhere for almost 30 years now. Back then, it wasn't really taken on as a serious issue, but it has more and more. And now the latest IPCC report puts us at code red for humanity. So that's my number one concern. Every decision that we make in government needs to be through that lens. So that's my thing. I'm a climate action guy.
Where do people can go to know more about the Green Party in Edmonton?
Thanks, Vincent. I invite people to visit my website, kellygreengpc.ca, or on the party's website, greenpartycanada.ca. And I'm having an event on September the 9th up at Strathern Community Hall. I invite people to stop by, meet me, meet some of the other folks in the neighborhood, and maybe enjoy some fresh produce from our community garden.
It was a Kelly Green, candidate for the Green Party of Canada. It will represent the Green Party for the Edmonton Strathcona riding at the 2021 federal elections. He talked about his campaign and what he will bring to the Francophone community in Edmonton. Mr. Kelly Green, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.